Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, give it up for Beth.
Mommy's always fire, always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Through the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. One look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you don't want lace you with. Whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to take. And we attack each other like it was the last of the cake. Into the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, but your back against the wall. Let me touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, it's as juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little now, let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural, me and you shoot for the stars. All night long, feel like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. More passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us this Hump Day Wednesday, February 1st, beginning of Black History Month. I guess we could start the show by saying rest in peace to Don Cornelius. Said he's passed away at the age of, what, 75, Domare?
Yep, 75
years old. So rest in peace, and our condolences are out with his family and friends. But on a more positive note, tonight we'll be discussing plus-size models. We'll be talking about whether the industry is actually promoting positive images or exploiting larger women. We also have a special guest on the line, one of those rare talents that you get to see nowadays. It's going to be Neo Soldier. Excuse me. She's a singer and a poet. She'll be joining us later on in the show. We've got the mayor on the line, one of the angels. Parents, Mr. T.M. Hyman himself will be joining us later in the show. He's handling some business for the show right about now. So let's go ahead and jump into it, though, Mayor. How was your day so far?
Well, it's Hump Day Wednesday, and I'm feeling the hump of the day. But everything was great. I can't wait. We do have our tonight featured guest, Neo Soldier, on the line, and we also have some music from her that we're going to get into after, you know, we bring her on. She's a singer, songwriter, spoken word artist, producer, arranger, vocal coach, performance coach, educator, and I think the list goes on and on. But we'll bring her on the line right after we get into this by Boston, Far Away.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property, though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was the menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a wife or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me, don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rule. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks of God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm flipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And sees I only give thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away. Yeah.
got there, man. Listen, son. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to Him on my best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away.
That was Boston Far Away here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us this Hump Day Wednesday. Also, your Health and Wellness Wednesday. We'll get into that in the second hour. But for now, we're going to go right to the guests. Like I said, a rare talent, especially nowadays with all the bubblegum stuff we see on TV and here on the radio. We have Neo Soldier on the line. Neo, thanks for joining us this evening. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
As Domer mentioned, your list of talents and credentials is probably 10 times longer than most of the people that are actually in the industry right now. A singer, songwriter, spoken word artist, producer, arranger, vocal coach, educator, performance coach. Is there anything that you do not do as it relates to the arts?
I don't write checks. That's about it. I haven't got to that place yet. When I become a label owner, I'll let you know.
Oh, my goodness. So you've been in the industry for how long now, Neo?
I've been in the industry now for about 18, almost 20 years.
So you're a veteran in the game,
yes,
man.
Yes.
So in the 18 years, now how did you get your start? Did you start with spoken word? Did you start in music? Where did you start as far as your career is concerned?
I started in music, actually.
Oh.
And I started in a local community choir that went kind of broad-based. And then from there, I started working with a couple of bands here and there, just doing little background vocals. And I really started in the industry on the backside. Like, my very first job in the industry was a roadie. I used to wrap up microphone cords and pack up PAs. I was that girl.
But you got your foot in the door.
Yeah, I got my foot in the door. You know, I did some bodyguarding, some makeup artists and everything. But my first gig in front of the mic was doing voiceovers. I did a couple of voiceovers for a radio station here that at the time was really, really popular, the AM station. And it kind of went from there.
Okay. Now, when you say here, where is here? Where are you from? Where do you reside now?
I am in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
I'm kind of a transplant Southern Belle. My true roots are in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And And then I'm headed west, so you know I'm kind of a country girl, meaning the USA, the whole country. But right now I'm in Cleveland.
Okay. Now, as far as music is concerned, you have a pretty nice vocal range, 5-octave range, which a lot of people do not have a 5-octave range. Have you been professionally trained, or is this just a God-gifted talent that you just needed a little tweaking for?
You know what? I would say the first one more than the second one.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I've always been able to sing, and when I was younger, my voice was a lot higher, and then, you know, I went through puberty, and where most girls' voices get higher, I started sounding like a dude. You know, so that's where the depth of my voice came from, and then in high school, I became more professionally trained working with Robert Thomas, who is now deceased, and Daniel Kason. And then another man to work with my voice was Michael Harrison with a community choir here. From there, you know, then you start working with different producers and engineers, and they give you little tips along the way. But because I've been fortunate to work in most areas of music, it's been a little bit of training for each.
And when you say most areas of music, you definitely are not kidding about that. I mean, you've done everything from rock to R&B to jazz, hip-hop, neo-soul, country and western, gospel.
Yes.
I mean, you've done everything. Is there a genre that you like the most, or do you just enjoy music as a whole?
You know what? I like music as a whole. I mean, country and western was a little challenging because of the phrasing and the twang you have to put on your words, you know, to be really true to the sound. And opera is really difficult because it's a whole other language. That's the main thing. But, you know, I would say probably my most favorite is going to be jazz and blues, because blues is expressive from the soul. But jazz is free, but it's also at the same time very disciplined. So I like the challenge of it.
Right. Yeah, you definitely have a beautiful voice. I listen to one of your tracks like I do, and it's
Thank you. Very soulful.
Very, very soulful. We're going to come back and speak to Neil a little bit more about her music. And, of course, we have to definitely talk to her about her spoken word, which is huge now. I remember when not too many people were doing spoken word. So we'll speak to you about that as well. But we're going to jump into a song here. And, again, on the flip side, we'll be talking to our special guest, Neo Soldier, here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us.
broken, but you don't ever wanna love again. You say no more. Let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some nice in you, baby. I'll help you breathe again. 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 Many nights drowning in those tears, you cry. Baby, I'm right here. Let me be the one to revive you. Cause it hopped inside a pot with no air, and you can't survive in there. Ooh, don't you wanna be free? Let me show you real love and the way it's supposed to be. I wish you let me.
Profile, but we're going to pause for the pause because we want a piece. We want an exclusive PM Harmon Radio Live. Let's hit us with some poetry, freestyle, mama.
You want some poetry? Oh, wow. Okay. It's Black History Month, so I'll do a piece about being black. I am famous, anonymously ignored, yet curiously scrutinized as I unknowingly hire security to follow me through fine shopping malls and stores like a celebrity of sorts. Judge not by the name given to me by those that love me, but by those that hate me, you know? Coon, jigaboo, nappy-headed hoe, and nigger, which seems to be bigger, but I just be black and deep. And my body is unique, the defining design from my hair to my behind, all props to the creator who, knowing my struggle before my plight, created me in every shade of light, bright, not quite white, to midnight. We are mocha, chocolate, cinnamon, honeyed milk, daughters and sons until we run the race under the gun of hatred. So there's none. But I am wealthy, bearing in my roots fruits of righteousness, peace, joy, truth, light, and grace in a race where I'm judged by my faith. Impossible, you say? I cannot achieve? Well, deep in my heart, I do believe that I can. See, I'm the one who went from toting your golf clubs to telling you which ones to buy, from being a woman on the defense to defending this nation from the rack to the eye, from wearing jail stripes to pinstripes. It's my junk you bump in your ride, and call me what you will, free, crazy, or ill, but you still lack the skill to move my groove from the number one of all time. It's a thriller. I'm dangerous, bad, and black. Sexy, my body parts a work of art, hips wide to support this statue of royalty. Licious, don't describe this booty, and you hate it. Spend all your money trying to duplicate it, taking your straights and twisting them into nappies, trying to rock my fro, soaking in chemicals and fluorescent lights, trying to get my honey bronze glow, sipping champagne through Botox lips, working out of the gym 8 hours to fatten your button hips, as I do mine every day, knocking down walls of rejection. You call me ugly, but crave my perfection, unhappy until it's my face you see in your reflection, and I wonder why you hate me. But it's okay. I'm not here to sing a song about how we've been done wrong all day long. I'm here to tell you what we've gained. And no matter how you try to hold me down, I'm going to continue to sustain. Because I am famous, wealthy, unique, sexy. I just be black.
She just be black. Wow.
Wow.
Neo Soja in the building. Hey, it's Hump Day Wednesday, February 4th, and we're bringing in Black History Month right with... She's all that, Miss Neo Soja. Wow. And tonight we're also discussing plus size models. Is the industry promoting positive images or are they exploiting larger women? Now, I don't know if we've actually brought the topic to you, Miss Neo Soja, but as a voluptuous woman, do you feel the industry is promoting positive images of larger women or are we exploiting larger women?
I think it's being exploited, bottom line. You know, we don't have positive image of them. The majority of roles for full-figure women, they're either being rejected, being ridiculed, need to lose weight, the focus is on their weight, or anything other than who they are. And I think it's a shame that the industry depicts you as only being talented if the vessel that carries the gift is small.
Wow.
That's
true. Wow. And I can't disagree at all. I'm going to say voluptuous because I'm looking at your bio pics and I'm looking at some video and I'm like, ow. have you ever modeled before? Have you ever done any modeling as a plus size woman?
I have not. Actually, I have not.
Is that something that you would like to do, or would you actually put yourself out there, or would you not because of the fact that you do feel that the industry exploits larger women?
I wouldn't because of that. I really wouldn't. And it's no disparagement to anyone that does. I mean, the women that do it, I applaud them, and, you know, I think that they are trailblazers in that industry. But it is... It's very difficult to get into, and I'm a double threat. I'm not just full figured. I'm 6'2". So, and the average model is 5'9", 5'10", you know. And it's really not something I really took an interest in because it is the woman that makes the clothes.
but because they don't celebrate the amount of woman I am, I don't really want to celebrate their clothes.
Well, who the hell cares if they're going to celebrate you? Because your talent, hands down, celebrates you at the end of the day. I mean, come on, man. When you say a double threat, I mean, you're probably a quadruple threat because your talent far exceeds the average. I mean, I heard Toya speaking about your profile earlier. I mean, and the beat goes on and on and on and on. I think it's awesome.
Thank you. I've worked hard at it.
Ms. Neo Soldier, we're going to pause for the calls. We're going to get into this joint by you. It's called Enigma. We got health and wellness coming live out of Chesapeake, PA tonight. But we're going to come back, talk to Ms. Neo Soldier. But first, here's Enigma. Neo Soldier, TM Hama Radio Live.
Easy to get along with, but hard to know, I suppose. Still waters run deep, but streams flow from rivers birthed by seas conceived in an ocean wave overflows so deep it's understated. Judged exterior by my quantity, so my quality is underrated.
That's a good thing.
I'm an enigma, that thin line between love and hate. Either you get me or you just ain't. I speak in concrete, but my life be abstract. Sometimes theoretical, but at times contradictory to who you thought I was. It's not intentional, I'm just neo-dimensional. Torn between holy and whorish tendencies, my mantises can sear the mentals of the most contently moral mortals, decadent till the sutras regarded as missionary. Love free enough to cry out, oh my God, to make it one, then stand unashamed in praise and cry out to my God. My worship intently pure till earth shakes, heaven moves, hell cringes and creation bows. I rock the mark of the redeemed, living that fine balance between human and his. I'm not perfect, but I am his perfection.
I'll be there.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never see. You know the only way to be me. Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never see.
My very existence question is answers fail for the why is she. My presence not an occurrence but a situation. Declared lyrically out saying, cause when you insane, skirts and shirts serve shots of time release, spans of time release life as you hug yourself and stare your dreams away in a whitewashed world. Some say I be deep, but mostly I be geek. Would rather read than speak, so I marry them. Can't reduce my poetry to simplistic prose using six words and four lines, five profane with the and in between. Your cognizance of my simulations of humanity's verisimilitudes is paramount, so I script hard, not lazy with my rhyme. I study craft to be good at my crime. Lift and flow irrelevant to teach you what you think you know. Just helps you remember if you nod while you grow.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, a way you've never seen.
You know the only way to be seen.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you've never seen.
Gospel, jazz, simmered in neo-soul sauce with an order of true hip-hop on the side and a tall drink of old school. Raised in the days of all-day plays of That's My Jam on the phonograph with a penny on the arm and nights of dedications of quiet storms. The authentic synthetic sounds leave me in unrest, so I remain true to the real. Singers who sing, not manufactured with a computer screen. Earth, wind, feel, be my fire. A love of your own, my creed. All hail to the queen of soul, giving him something he can feel. And MJ, the way you make me feel. I refuse to call evil good and good evil. Singing an artist's art. I rest easy in today's silence and yesterday's noise, cause I be reflection of the way life used to be. My enigmaism say I can do that and not care how you feel about that. Not trying to be different, I just am.
Trying to be different. I just say
enigma. A little
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. That hot joint right there was Enigma. That was from our special guest, Neo Sosa.
Smooth like butter.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. What's the inspiration behind that piece, Neo Sosa?
You know what? I wanted to kind of explain who I am. That's really like my introduction piece. You know, every poet has that what we call vanity pieces where we talk about ourselves. And the person that produced my project, his name is Michael Lloyd, and I call him Ike Gordy. He's like a combination of Ike Turner and Berry Gordy. And
Exactly.
Brother the mastermind, but you know, he beat me with nobody around. So he would always call me an enigma, you know, and I really kind of am because while I enjoy the freedoms of expressing myself and different genres of music, I'm also a Christian, and, you know, people tend to frown on you stepping outside the church doing anything other than gospel, and, you know, I mean, I'm pretty definitive on my ideas, so that's kind of what drove it.
You know what, I like the term enigma because it's so abstract to me. It represents so much. Just like, I mean, you just can't put your finger on something that's an enigma. I want to go back to your comment in reference to the industry exploding. Because I'm going to tell you, what I get from you from head to toe, from left to right, is confidence. I hear it. I see it. So I mean, it almost sounds like, or almost seems to be a contradiction for me, for you not to want to, like, put yourself out there, because in my opinion, you're already out there and you're so confident. My real question is, where does that confidence come from? Because I'm thinking if you could be confident on the stage, you could be confident, you know, on a magazine cover.
That confidence comes from coming up against that mentality, you know, of people telling me I can't, you know, I don't fit the mold. I remember in my younger years, there was a band that I really wanted to be a part of, and they loved my voice, but they told me I didn't fit the image. And the image was, you know, I wasn't the right height, I wasn't the right size, I wasn't the right color. I had the great voice, though. And when you run up against that enough time, it will either beat you or define you. And then my grandmother, God rest her soul, she was 6'2", and she used to always tell me, you know, you be proud of every inch that God gave you. You know, when you're that tall, you're a female, and you're full-figured, you're either going to go through life one of two ways. You're either going to go through hoping nobody looks at you or wanting everybody to look at you. So I consider myself I want to say role model, but a image maker on the other side. You know, being on the cover of a magazine, it's not something that really appeals to me. You know, I don't wear my clothes. My clothes wear me. My clothes are proud to be on my body. You know, so I don't have to get on a magazine cover for anybody to go, you know what, she looks really good. You know, if I put on a T-shirt, that T-shirt is like I am being worn by her. And that's not the image that they allow us to portray. You know, they hide us in these big full dresses or a whole bunch of prints or, you know, behind something else, when that's unnecessary. If I love me, then everything I have on is going to love being on me, and I don't have to hit a runway to do that.
I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome for so many young women who are struggling with their weight and who have serious identity crises, you know, because of it. I want to ask this question because this is Be Real Radio, and people are listening, and they listen because we ask real questions and they get real responses. Has that pressure ever made you want to lose the weight?
Well, you know, I have to be honest. I did get to a point, but it was because of medicine. Now, I'm a gastric bypass recipient. I did have the surgery, but mine wasn't weight loss because I wanted to be thin. Mine was weight loss because I had gotten sick and had to take a bunch of synthetic drugs, a bunch of steroids, and, you know, steroids blow you up. Because of the weight, it started to affect my knee and my ankle. About me being a performer, standing for long periods of time, I would have excruciating pain. So I had to have the bypass surgery. I'm still a full-figure woman. What you see now is where I am now. I was at 500 pounds. And I really didn't have a problem with myself then because I know who I am. So if you're going, what I would say to any woman or man that's full-figured, if you want to lose weight, lose it because you want to be healthier, or
that's
lose
right.
it because you don't like what you see and you want better for yourself. Don't lose it for anybody else because you're still going to be the same person inside. You know, the only difference between me now at 3+ and then at 500 was that now I'm even less tolerant of the way that the world thinks that I should treat myself or the way they want to treat me. You know, beauty is on the inside. The vessel that carries it is just what you're going to use to carry that love or that talent or that gift around. Don't let anybody tell you how big or how little that gift vessel needs to be. You know, if it's a health issue, take care of it. But if you're comfortable with yourself and everybody else is not, find you some new people to be comfortable with.
Wow.
Thank you for that honest,
transparent.
Yeah, thank you for that honest, transparent response. You are beautiful, your voice is beautiful, and as long as you're healthy, hey, that's all that matters. So again, thank you for being transparent. I'm sorry, Toya.
Oh no, I was just gonna say she couldn't say it any other way. I think a lot of people lose weight for other people instead of losing weight for themselves. Worried about what other people think of them instead of being healthy and being happy with themselves. And you'll find that a lot of people who lose weight, they're still not happy with themselves because they're not doing it for the right reasons. So,
right.
You definitely spoke to a lot of people on that one.
Yeah, and it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. There are people out there. I will love you the way you are. You know, I mean, I love me. I love me with all of my cellulite and flab and fat and, you know, the pimples you get from your thighs rubbing together or whatever is going on your body. You have to love you because you is inside. You know, I mean, you is inside. When I look in the mirror, I think I'm fine. Anybody that doesn't like it, I don't need to be around because, you know, the world is full of negativity. You don't need that in your inner circle. You know,
no, that's so true. It's so true. And we've become so superficial, specifically out here in the West. But I left the service this evening where, you know, the word came forth and, you know, a statement that was made was, you know, there are so many people that are pretty on the outside, but so ugly on the inside.
That's
and
right.
And there are so many people, you know, that by the world's account, you know, may be ugly on the outside, but they are
right.
So beautiful because their light shines from within to the outside. So, I mean, folks, at the end of the day, you know, don't miss out on a blessing judging books by their covers, looking at people, you know, from the outside. At the end of the day, we're people, and
right.
We're all authentically created to be individuals.
Right.
Miss Neo Soldier, we'll be right back. With more with you, because we'll just keep you here. We're going to lock you down. You ain't going nowhere. You're just part of the show. Coming up next, Joe Mayer, live out of Chesapeake with health and wellness. We'll be right back. Miss Neo Tonja, CM Hyman Radio Live.
Woman cash, close cars. Any day now, make it rich, I'll be smart. That's what I pray for. At least I pray though. I know I'm gon' blow, sometimes I don't know. You know the world cold, like everybody so. I'm trying to dodge the auction, but I'm dead to take flossing. In this fast life, we'll never proceed with caution. Green light stuck then, traffic light broken. Only way I stop is if I crash into something. And I ain't got no seatbelt, no airbag or nothing.
I'm just trying to make it. For those who have made it, the only thing I'm missing is they ears when I play it. You can see the truth only if you listen. Me, I got a clear view. I can see the vision. More bars to prison. Every sin is death row. And if I don't make it, then that'll be my death blow.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cards. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When the vision never gets so lost. They know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling? They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cards. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When the vision never gets so lost.
Material thing,
oh yeah,
yeah. But I know she's trying to fool me. The sunshade's Prada in a pocketbook Gucci. Role model, cash stacks, number one groupie. She sat in my car, turned on the movie.
Like
took her to the telly, she say, ooh, nice jacuzzi.
Like
started asking questions, like how much the room goes. Sold her 500, but it's for the low low. My people's running debt, $30 even less than that car we was in. Ain't a car that I be in,
ain't my car.
But she fell for it. Cause she lied to me. She's just materialistic as anybody. Yeah, and I should feel ashamed. I'm a victim of the same. You might think it's lame, but just to get a name, spent my last on a chain so I can wear it in my video and pop champagne.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women catching cards. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When the dollars and the buckets get so lost. They know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling? They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women catching cards. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When did our vision never get so lost? They know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling?
Our vision's been lost for some time now. Even the police wanna be Rick Ross now. It's like pay the fool at the end of the movie. Everybody make it rain, everybody wears jewelry. Everybody gangster, so they end up like Suki. Trapping ain't dead though, y'all niggas just spooky. Fiend it for the feeling like Pookie. Everybody wanna be somebody, but to be somebody, then you gotta be seen as if you killed somebody. Yeah, like you some type of John Gotti. Nah, but that you ain't Harley. It's when you call the homie. You used to work a hard,
right?
Being fake and hard to hide. Sweating fake is glorified. But if they live the life for real, they'd probably be horrified. Excuse me, I'm getting teary-eyed. Rest in peace to the game. It ain't the same.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cards. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When did our vision never get so lost? They know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling? They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cards. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When did our vision never get so lost? They know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling?
Yeah. That feeling, everybody want that feeling. Want it so bad, we'll sell our soul to the right price. We'll even eat Eve's apple if the fruit ripe. Oh man, flop, roller.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. That was Now, Silence and Glamour. Thanks for rocking with us. Now we're going to jump into our health and wellness segment brought to you by the one and only Miss Domare out of Chesapeake, VA.
Yeah!
Pineapples, pineapples, pineapples. Thank you for joining me tonight for tonight's health and wellness segment brought to you by Massages for Life. Definitely coming soon to to the Norfolk area, Norfolk, Virginia area near you. Tonight I wanted to talk to you about National Black HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. Just want to educate the people on this day. It's coming up February 7th, which is next Tuesday. It's just giving you a heads up so that you can get involved, have a part in it. I know that's something, a taboo topic amongst the black community. However, we definitely need to discuss it more. National Black AIDS and HIV Awareness Day was founded by several organizations that were funded by the CDC back in 1999, 2000. And the reason being is because each year approximately 20,000 blacks in the United States test positive for HIV. Now, that's, and if you, over the last 12 years, if you can, 20 times 12 is an extremely large number. Now, either they've tested positive for HIV or they may have died from AIDS, and we definitely need to educate ourselves and educate our community, on AIDS and HIV and how we can prevent this from happening in our community. Some key organizations that are a part of the initiative, the National Black AIDS and HIV Awareness Day, are the Concerned Black Men Incorporated of Philadelphia, the Health Watch Information and Promotion Services Incorporated, Jackson State University, the Mississippi Urban Research Center, and the National Black Alcoholism and Addictions Council, and the National Black Leadership Commissions on AIDS. Those organizations are leading the initiative of letting the community know more about HIV and AIDS awareness. Now, again, that day is February 7, 2012, and it marks the 12th year of the National Black HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. And a national HIV testing and treatment community mobilization initiative will be in your area, targeting blacks in the United States and diaspora. They will be focusing on four focal points: education, basically educating blacks on HIV and AIDS in their local community. They'll be focusing on testing, which is their core initiative. So if you have not been tested, you can definitely go to a mobile near you or find out where that information or where that mobilization will be so that you can get tested. Or if you want something a little bit more private, please consult your PCP or your primary care physician on that. They'll also be targeting involvement. They would love for the community to get involved. And it doesn't matter your creed, your color, your economic class. They accept all walks of life. All walks of life to come and to be a part of this awareness day, so that not only can, it's not only just for blacks, whites, it doesn't matter, so everyone can be educated on HIV and AIDS, and again on how to prevent this from taking over their community. And for the ball, they'll be focusing on the treatment for those that may already have that may be carrying the virus or have full-blown AIDS. So they'll be focusing on those four focal points during on February 7, 2012. Again, that is the 12th year of the National Black HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. Now, the HBC, which is the Healthy Black Communities, which is serves as the lead organization for this particular initiative, we'll be coordinating all of the communication and things of that sort. So you can actually log on to www.blackaidsday.org for further information about where you can go in your particular community on that day to be a part. Again, if they need people to help out, they need people to help educate, they need people to come out to be educated. So again, you want to go to the website www.blackaidsday.org to find out more information and how you definitely can play a part and be a server in your community to educate more people on HIV and AIDS. Again, I understand it is a very taboo topic amongst blacks in the community, but it's something that we need to get out of the darkness and come into the marvelous light about, because it is something that we suffer from, and not just blacks, but every creed, color, nationality. So if the more we know and the more we educate ourselves about it, the less chances of us of it happening to you, to your loved one, to someone in your community, and someone in your neighborhood. So don't be scared to talk about it. Run your mouth. Do everything that you possibly can. If we can Facebook about where we are located, we can Facebook with some information and education about AIDS and HIV and how we can prevent it from happening to us. Again, I just wanted to get that information to you tonight for tonight's Health and Wellness National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day, February 7th, which is next Tuesday, 2012. Go online to www.blackaidsday.org to find out where in your community the mobilization initiative will be setting up. Again, thank you for joining us tonight for tonight's Health and Wellness, brought to you by Massages for Life.
Jump on it to talk to Neo Soldier. And, man, please take heed to that special report coming live out of Chesapeake tonight. National Black AIDS Awareness Day, 20,000 infections. Wow, not cool. I tell you, a lot of people walk around saying, I just don't want to know, I just don't want to know. Look, stop being so damn ignorant. Go get tested. You should want to know. National Black AIDS Awareness Day, February 7th. Free testing, folks. You know, anything free, take advantage of it. Miss Neo Soldier, thanks for rocking with us. Thanks for rocking with us. I'm a fan.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Definitely. Where have you been is what I'm trying to figure out. Never heard of you before. Tell the people where they can follow you, how they can contact you, keep a tab on where you may be performing, all of that good stuff. Any social networking sites that you may be a member of? Give us a little bit of info.
Okay, on Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, you can either put in Neo Soldier or you could put in Neo the Poet. I'm on all three. Also, I am now partnered with LOTL Radio, Reginald Ford. They call me Chocolate Teddy Bear. We started an online magazine called Purifying the Mic, and part of it is dedicated to our classic blueprint artists. We don't call them old school. We call them blueprints because they really laid the foundation for music as it stands today. And indie artists, you can catch me out there. That's where I put a little more of my educator side to use, and I'm giving vocal tips or tips on giving a great interview, so you get to see that side of me there. As far as shows, I am, because I'm in transition right now, I am kind of on lockdown for the next 60 days. I'm not doing any shows. I'm preparing to move and in the studio working on my second project. But starting in April, I'll be gearing up again, going to Miami and Orlando and Houston, a couple of other places. But I always post it so that they can come out. And if you want me to come, just give me a holler.
No doubt. Where can we pick up your current project? Where can we buy it?
You can get it at iTunes, Amazon. Okay, let me back it up. You can get it every place but CD Baby because they're out. They don't have any, and I am sold out of hard copies at the moment. But you can still get them at iTunes, Amazon, Yahoo Music, and the other smaller sites like Spotify and places like that.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, health and actually the health and wellness segment was awesome again. Coming up, entertainment national news out of Tampa tonight. Again, Miss Neo Soldier hanging out with us, 917-889-3926. If you want to get it in, she's been with us for an hour. We're not going to keep her on too much longer, but we appreciate you for hanging out. One more. Let's get into another song. We'll be right back with entertainment national news. Miss Neo Soldier hanging out with us tonight, Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be back.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on.
Thank you.
all actual. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night lights, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim. She my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey. They think they living the fast life until they race me. Yeah, in the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
That's Coco Jones with Anticipating. And tonight is Hump Day Wednesday, and we're talking about plus-size models. Is the industry promoting positive images or exploiting larger women? We're going to go to the lines now. We have a caller, area code 347, last four digits, 8366. Just wanted to know if you wanted to weigh in tonight on tonight's topic. What do you think?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Happy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And I'm enjoying the show very much. Thank you very much. The first time listener, supporting my sister, Miss Neo Soldier. Love you, baby. Doing great. The industry has always been exploitive to everyone. So I don't know why we're acting so surprised. It's never been there to support, uplift anyone, especially black people. And when we stop looking for other things to make us feel good, we'll finally get it, you know? And Sister Soldier, you are beautiful, and you need to be in every magazine. Maybe you need to create your own.
Tell her again, bro.
This is my Facebook buddy right here. So I'm loving you so much right now, and I'm so proud of you. And to all the listeners that are out there who we know that we love her and support her, it's nice to say, but your money speaks louder than words. So go out there and purchase her project so we can get her a Grammy for Best Jazz Vocalist of 2012 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We got to do this really quickly.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
I love you, darling. I love you so much.
I'm
so proud
baby.
Of you.
I love you, super deluxe. Richard.
Do your thing. Do your thing. To you, everybody at Blueprint, you guys are phenomenal. Great show, great host. I'm really proud of all you guys. You're doing your thing. And
everybody. I'm sorry. Let me comment on one thing that you just said, though, that I think is significant. We've got to stop, right? And it's not just a black thing or a white thing. It's a human thing. We have got to stop looking for people to affirm us. You understand you're already affirmed as a child of God. Come on, people.
Amen.
But specifically, stop looking for affirmation from a man or a woman. You stand in who you are and go forth. So, brother, I appreciate you for calling in tonight, supporting me.
Thank you for a great show. You guys are phenomenal. And I would have known about it if not been for Ms. Neo. So thank you, Ms. Neo, for heads up on the show. And good luck, everybody. Be good.
Appreciate you, brother.
Love you, baby. Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you, too.
That got to make you feel good, Ms. Soldier.
It does. It really does. And that is my Facebook buddy. He has me screaming in the middle of the night. He is so funny. I do. I love everybody that, you know, appreciates my art. I really do. You know, I don't call them fans. I call them, you know, appreciators of my art. So, you know, when somebody tells me that, you know, a specific song or a poem or something really touched them, you know, that makes it worth it. That makes it worth it.
Absolutely. And we're going to hear more. We're going to ask you to do one more freestyle right after this next segment. Here we go. No, Mayor.
Yes.
Sometimes, folks, we got to, you know, remind folks to drop the cue, you know. No, technical difficulties. everybody. On Monday, I reminded you that the late, great Etta James funeral will be held this Friday. Actually, the viewing will be held this Friday. A private session will be held on Saturday for Miss Etta James. Etta died at the age of 73, and we are going to miss her. Jay-Z and Beyonce says thank you to the fans. Jay-Z and Beyonce released a song, a heartfelt musical tribute to their brand new baby daughter titled Glory via his wife's Beyonce Online. The hip hop power couple issued a statement formally announcing the arrival of Blue Ivy Carter. Hello, Blue Ivy. We are happy to announce the arrival of the baby, and they want to thank each and every one of you for all of your heartfelt prayers and kind words and well wishes. Russell Simmons, y'all know the Rush card? It's suing over misleading ads. Hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons, Unirush, has filed a lawsuit against the company that he claims is being used, is actually using the Rush card name to leverage some type of search results. Lawyers for Russell's Rush card filed a lawsuit against Account Now in the United States Federal Court, the Southern District. According to the complaint, they are taking advantage of the word Rush and they're misleading customers. So if you have gotten a Rush card in the last couple of months, make sure it's the actual Rush card and not, I guess that would actually be a bootleg. Damn, they even bootlegging credit cards. What is the world coming to? Oprah Winfrey's South African school celebrates its first graduates. I cannot pronounce this South African city, so I'm not even going to try. But Oprah Winfrey says that her first graduation at the elite school in South Africa has her elated. It's an all-girls school, and she has celebrated the graduation of 72 girls that started in the school back in 2007. They have graduated, and they're going on to do bigger and better things in South Africa because of Oprah Winfrey. Big up to Oprah. Lastly, Basketball Wives is attempting to recruit who? Drum roll, please. Add more drama to this damn series. Vanessa Bryant. After her multi-million dollar divorce from basketball player superstar Kobe Bryant, Vanessa Bryant has been offered a spot on Basketball Wives LA. Though no official response has been received from Bryant, VH1 is very eager to add her to the cast. Can you say drama, drama, and more drama? It's T.M. Hyman coming to you live out of Tampa with your hip-hop and national news. We'll be back on Monday with sports. Go Giants! The hell with them Patriots. We'll be right back.
On that Greyhound, double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud. Cause I know I gotta make it. Standing in the station, way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here, but dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. You make booms while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my last mile, running, 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 so I can't stop now. These shit, I can't stop.
I'm
now.
I'm
on my last mile, running, 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 so I can't stop now.
I'm on my last mile. It's like I walked into the maze. Before my eyes, and I'm no longer nameless, and everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous, I found another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here, but dreams just fade when we all wake up.
So I'm sleepwalking, yeah.
You make poos while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I don't want.
see him on the live folk radio show. Real talk.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for rocking with us this Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday. Talking about plus size models. So, Mayor, what's your take on the subject?
I'm going to say on the matter, let me just, in the defense of, I talked to the producer.
I'm sorry,
of the show,
you cut out. You cut out. I'm sorry, Dee Dee. Whatever you said at the beginning, you cut out.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can.
Okay, I just wanted to say, before I answer Toya, I wanted to say in my defense, I was talking to the producers and the technical
fault.
Producers.
It's her fault, everybody. It's her fault, everybody.
It's not. We have so many new artists with new music, great new music, that want to be heard, that are, you know, so packed with music. That's all. It's just a delay because of the new music that we get every single day. Okay, now back to my response on plus size models. I actually, I think that they're being, I guess, half and half, kind of exploited and not. I guess it just depends on what your purpose is. If you're in it for the right reasons, if you know where your heart is, you know, in your mind, you don't think you're being exploited. You think you're doing something positive, which I think is great, because you have a lot of people out here today who are not size 0 through 4s. And so you need to see that positive image of a size 10, a size 12, a size 14, a size 16, because it helps not only women, but it helps children coming up who's suffering from weight issues as well to become more comfortable in their skin. On the other hand, I do think it's a little bit of exploitation. You know, I think it goes both ways. They try to play, you know, both sides of the fence. So I like to see it. Would I be a plus size model? If the money was right, I sure would. Just all depends what your motives are. But at the same time, you know, again, like I said, sometimes those things help people, help this society, because you get this fake image of what you should look like, and then you get bulimics and anorexics and people who work out all day, every day, just trying to fit what society has deemed beautiful, as opposed to on the other side. You see, you can be comfortable at a size 12, at a size 14, and I'm a plus size woman, I must say, but I'm beautiful in my skin, and I love what Neo said, that my clothes, my clothes don't wear me. You know, when I put them on, you know, it's like, ooh, Dee Dee looks good in what she has on. My T-shirt is saying, I am thankful to be on her body, just like Neo said. So that's how I look at it.
And I done seen some of them T-shirts, and I know that's exactly what they say.
You know what? I'm going to take that compliment and run with it. Hold on, my best, my beautiful bestest friend. How do you feel about it?
First, let me say I apologize for the background noise. I do think plus-size models are exploited. I think now they're put to the forefront because we're starting to see more let's say full-figure women, not really full-figure, but bigger hips, bigger thighs, bigger butt. So it's becoming a little more acceptable in our society, and I think that's the only reason they're being pushed to the forefront. So I do think plus-size models are exploding.
Well, I think the fact that the larger woman is more acceptable. See, I'm going to go against the status quo here. And although I do believe the caller that called in, he said that, you know, we're all exploited, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I believe that as a general broad stroke. But I really think that plus-size women, larger women, have become really more mainstream than ever before because there have been women who have said, this is me, I love me, accept me for who I am. And if those women hadn't have stepped out there, you know, women wouldn't be accepted like they are now. I mean, come on, Victoria's Secret, they do full, you know, full-figure fashion shows. That, you know, you didn't see that until, you know, recently. That hasn't always been the case. So I think that it's a good thing because it empowers other large women to say, you know what, it is okay for me to be comfortable with me. So I think it's a good thing, but I don't agree that there is some level of exploitation.
Yes, I love my Vicky Secrets. Thank God for Vicky Secrets and the big girls.
No doubt. No doubt. Miss Neo Soul, we want to get one more freestyle from you, Miss Soulja, before we, say goodnight to you. And we really, really appreciate you and your talent. And you can come back here anytime to hang out with us. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate it. I'll just be kind of as part of therapy. I was there was a guy that was trying to woo me into an affair, and he was married. And you know, I feel like marriage is grown folks' business. And you know how your parents always tell you stay out of grown folks' business. So this was a piece I wrote after he was divorced and still tried to pursue me. So I call it Grown Folks Business Part 2, The Matrix. So when I left the table of negotiation, the situation was moot. There was no neutral ground, no see you around, just a married man with his ring on his hand and his pants wrapped around my finger. But I had to leave that place. I had to put some space between me and the opportunity to be reckless because he left me so breathless. Grown folks business was so fine. He was so married. He was so much trouble. So, okay, what had happened was, that throwback text is never a good thing, and my will was losing ground. Each word a stroke pace produces sounds, my engasmic propensities portrayed in pleasure proses. His hello was sexual harassment. This brother couldn't wait to tell me he was free, like Kunta want to see the good life, dig into my roots and find his heritage, leave Massa and come be my nigga, sing songs of deliverance after baptism in the river Soldier, redemption found in the precious floor of Neo, he trying to get reborn, holla glory. So he waited to knock me off my feet, up against the bed, on the wall, and across the floor, and if I'm game, in the middle of the street. My stiletto struck staccato as I waited until we finally meet, and when I saw him, he was still fat. Body sculpted delicious. Girl, he stood in them jeans. I saw the intent in his seam, and I wanted to take it like a faucet and pour my Martell and get a drink on it, or be like Annie Mae and put some stank on it. He made my paper hard and my ink wet. They were knocking metaphors with a residue of innuendo on my fingertips like sauce between hips. He craving a sip, and before he could say I was inebriated by his touch. Wasted. He bowed before me like priest, but he be pushing man. Crack on his tongue, puff, puff, pass out, cookie, now junkie. Vision blurred, speech slurred, hyper deep and lethargically vibrant as muscle spasm and vortex of psychedelic bliss from the lips kissed. He writing his life story of how he want this. Forget this. Well, that was just wordplay. He know he missed this. Now, he the one playing with grown folks' business because my man stroke graffiti on my walls. You can't get this. And when it's good at home, you don't wrong. Can I get a witness?
You know you missed that. You know you missed that.
Amen, amen.
Hey, okay. Yo,
you got a witness.
Amen.
There's a witness. Amen, amen.
Wednesday.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hump Day Wednesday in the city, February 1st, and we kicking off Black History Month with pure blackness, baby. Miss Neo Soulja, amen. I'm going to say this. You are all that. All that. Hey, tell us how we can follow you one more time. Tell us how we can follow you, Facebook, Twitter, and how we can pick up this project right now, because I want it. I'm going on and buying it tonight.
Oh, thank you. Okay, to purchase the project, you can pick it up on iTunes, on Amazon, on Yahoo Music, on Spotify, you know, probably out my mom's trunk if she's got a couple of copies left. <You know? laughs> The name of the project is NSV, which stands for Neo Soulja Version, Chapter 1, Afroed and Stilettoed. If you go on Facebook, I'm under Neo Soulja. That's S-O-U-L-J-A-H. That's the same thing for Twitter. It's the same thing for Reverb Nation. Same thing for MySpace or any place you see my name. That's how you can find me. My email is out there. My phone number is out there.
know, I love to connect with people, and I thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate the time shared with you guys.
Hey, we definitely appreciate you,
Neo Soldier, joining the show. Really enjoyed all of your pieces, and we definitely have to have you back. You have to come
back. Anytime. It was my pleasure.
Absolutely. The pleasure has been all ours. Miss Neo Soldier hanging out with Kim Hahn Radio Live. Folks, we're back on Friday inside the Cypher. It's 10:34. We'll be right back after this. Hump Day Wednesday, Neo Soldier. Hey, thank you, Mama. Back in a minute. Kim Hahn Radio Show.
Easy to get along with, but hard to know, I suppose. Still waters run deep, but streams flow from rivers birthed by seas conceived in an ocean wave overflows so deep it's understated. Judged exterior by my quantity, so my quality is underrated.
It's a good thing.
I'm an enigma, that thin line between love and hate. Either you get me or you just ain't. I speak in concrete, but my life be abstract. Sometimes theoretical, but at times contradictory to who you thought I was. It's not intentional, I'm just neo-dimensional. Torn between holy and whorish tendencies, my mantises can sear the mentals of the most contently moral mortals. Decadent till the sutras regarded as missionary. Love's free enough to cry out, oh my God. If two make it one, then stand unashamed in praise and cry out to my God. My worship intently pure till earth shakes, heaven moves, hell cringes and creation bows. I rock the mark of the redeemed. Living that fine balance between human and his. I'm not perfect, but I am his perfection.
I'll be there.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never see. You know the only way to be me. Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never see.
My very existence question is answers fail for the why is she. My presence not an occurrence but a situation. Declared lyrically out saying cause when you insane. Skirts and shirts serve shots of time release, spans of time release life as you hug yourself and stare your dreams away in a whitewashed world. Some say I be deep but mostly I be geek. Would rather read than speak so I marry them. Can't reduce my poetry to simplistic prose using six words and four lines, five profane with the and in between. Your cognizance of my simulations of humanity's verisimilitudes is paramount, so I script hard, not lazy with my rhyme. I study craft to be good at my crime. Lift and flow irrelevant to teach you what you think you know. Just helps you remember if you nod while you grow.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Just right away you've never seen.
You know the only way to be seen.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never seen.
Gospel, jazz, simmered, and neo-soul sauce with an order of true hip-hop on the side and a tall drink of old school. Raised in the days of all-day plays of That's My Jam on the phonograph with a penny on the arm and nights of dedications of quiet storms. The authentic synthetic sounds leave me in unrest, so I remain true to the real. Singers who sing, not manufactured with a computer screen. Earth, wind, feel, be my fire. A love of your own, my creed. All hail to the queen of soul, giving him something he can feel. And MJ, the way you make me feel. I refuse to call evil good and good evil. Singing and art is art. I rest easy in today's silence and yesterday's noise, cause I be a reflection of the way life used to be. My enigmaism say I can do that and not care how you feel about that. Not trying to be different, I just am.
Trying to be different. I just say,
a
little something extra.
called Enigma, Neo Soulja, a singer, songwriter, spoken word, artist, producer, arranger, vocal coach, performer, sister, you know, friend. She is all that, Miss Neo Soulja. Hey, log on, check her out, Google her, you know. She's a lot of fun, and she's a talented woman. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. You are inside Hump Day Wednesday. Thanks for rocking. Toya, live out of Newark, Delaware. DD, live out of Chesapeake, VA. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It's 10:40. Angel, thanks for rocking.
Well, thank you for having us. And again, I just want to bring up National Black HIV/AIDS and Awareness Day, February 7th, 2012. This is the 12th year. And I just wanted to just name off a couple people who've spoken at this occasion, this initiative, and just let you know how serious it is. And President Barack Obama has spoken, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Bishop T.D. Jakes, former NAACP President and CEO Kwame Mfume. So people, do what you can. Become a leader. Become a spokesperson in a local community. Get involved with a local community organization, and you know, just be a part. Be a server. If you don't have any, if you don't have anything to say, if you don't have anything to contribute, just go out there and serve. Help people, you know, educate them to know about HIV and AIDS in the Black community, because we need to become more aware of what's going on and how to prevent these things from happening. We need to talk to our youth. We need to talk to our adults, our teenagers, and everybody.
No
Definitely.
Doubt.
Definitely. And being tested is a contribution anyway. You know, be tested. If you haven't had a test before, even if you have, go out and get tested again.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Coming up on Friday, we're supposed to have Day 26 hanging out with us. Day 26 will premiere a new song on 106 in Park tomorrow, and they'll be hanging out with us on Friday. Do you all remember Nicoi Banks? Nicoi Banks came on, I want to say, when we first started this show. We had a star-studded, you know, start to the show. We had a lot of celebrities that stopped passing. Nicoi Banks is coming back. Nicoi Banks and Blair Underwood are starring in the next T.D. Jakes Woman Thou Art Loose movie that's hitting theaters this April. Nicoi Banks is going to come and talk about Woman Thou Art Loosed, produced by the Bishop, T.D. Jakes. So big things popping. We also got, I think his name is Shalik Rivers. He got the song called The Last Mile. We're going to play The Last Mile before we get out of here tonight. Shalik Rivers will be on the show soon. And we're just going to keep bringing more and more and more people. Again, big up to Miss Neo Soulja. Many other artists coming on, you know, just as talented as Miss Neo Soulja over the next few weeks and months. And we're just going to keep bringing them and bringing them and bringing them.
I want to say big up to T.M. Hyman Radio Live, because since we've gotten back on the air, we have did an awesome job of just bringing the world some fresh new artists, some fresh new sound, and just giving them a platform in order to, you know, let the people hear what they got to say, because sometimes this isn't allowed, you know, things of that sort, and everybody trying to pay to get their record played if they're not number one platinum Birdman. Oh, no, that was tweet. I'm sorry. You know, and I just think that this show, I think that this show is just is an awesome vehicle to not only educate and empower and inspire, but also, you know, just to get that unheard, that first step out the door so people can hear what you have to say, even if you've been in the game for 20 years, just so, you know, you can get out there, because everything is about making money. It's about impacting people, and, you know, I think it's just an awesome, and again, thank you, Neo Soulja. You are an awesome woman. Thank you.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. And I also will say this is a serious platform. We get positive feedback and compliments all the time on this show, but it's teamwork, you know. So I want to thank this team because it's not easy to do what we do here. You all are listening to it through your phones, you're listening to it over the internet, but I mean it really takes some teamwork, it takes a commitment, and it takes some skill to really do this and produce a quality program to where we're just as competitive as, you know, mainstream broadcast radio. And we have drawn a line in the sand. We will produce a quality program that's competitive with mainstream radio every time we crack the mic, regardless of what our colleagues and our peers are doing. We will set a standard, and we will always meet that standard regardless of what's happening to the left and to the right, and I'm sure you appreciate it. So thanks for rocking with us. Let's get into this right here. Oh, absolutely. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Love the applause, love the applause. Hey, this one right here is called Last Mile. His name is Shalik Rivers. Tell me what you think about it. We'll talk about it on the other side of this, and we'll keep talking about plus-size models. Are they exploited, or are there positive images out there? We'll be right back. Hump Day Wednesday, Shalik Rivers.
Now I'm pounding the pavement, just like the wheels on that Greyhound. Double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud. Cause I know I gotta make it, standing in the station. Way too crowded in here, and everybody's trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. Dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my last mile.
Like I walked into the matrix, a brand new world before my eyes, and I'm no longer nameless, and everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous, I found another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. But dreams just fade when we all wake up.
So I'm sleepwalking, yeah.
That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do. Thinking I don't wanna be famous. No, that's what I said. I don't wanna be famous. But now I'm gonna be famous.
Shalik Rivers, TM Hollywood Radio Live, Hump Day Wednesday, February 1st. Can y'all believe it? Black History Month, we're kicking it off right. We're going to start your black facts tonight. It is a fact that Neo Soulja is the bomb. That's a black fact, baby.
Black I like that black fact.
A black fact. hey, I mean, and it's a fact that, in my opinion, I think, you know, voluptuous women, large women, big women, you know, whatever you want to say, you know, at the end of the day, it's whatever floats your boat. If you like skinny, go skinny. If you like large, stay in charge. But at the end of the day, it comes down to how comfortable are you with you. If you see a large person and you have a problem with that person, 9 times out of 10, you have a problem with you. It's not the person with the problem.
Karen, now you remember what happened last time you made that comment. It was some very upset listeners. You said if you have a problem, then damn it, you're fat. And that's what you're saying now. But you're phrasing it differently.
Hey, all I'm saying is to each his own. At the end of the day, to each his own as far as what you like. But what I am saying is, at the end of the day, you have got to be comfortable with you, regardless of what somebody else is saying, regardless of what somebody else is thinking. Typically, when somebody's pointing a finger, they normally have an issue within themselves that's causing them to have to, you know, deflect it to somebody else. You know, be comfortable with you. That's the only point. I'm going to shut up, Toya. It's not going to box me into a corner.
Well, hold on. Let me go back and say this is being health and wellness. I do want to say this. A lot of times it starts because you are an overweight child into adolescence, into teenage years, and you weren't getting the support that you needed from home. Therefore, it carried over into school, and you didn't know how to deal with the jeers of your peers and being talked about and ridiculed and things of that sort. I want to say to parents, If you're not going to help your children or the children in your neighborhood fix the problem, do not add to the problem by making those type of comments and talking about the kids and not supporting them. Make sure as long as they are healthy, it doesn't matter if they're a little sick. It doesn't matter. That's not the case. Some people aren't meant to be skinny minis. Some of them are meant to be thick. But make sure that you are healthy on the inside. And then next, make sure they know how to wear their clothes. Build them up with self-esteem and confidence. Make sure they know how to wear their clothes properly so that when they go outside, it doesn't matter what whomever says they are. That's how they become comfortable with who they are. So sometimes it starts in the home and before you can even get to adult. That's because a lot of people in our society today, they get big as a child and they just stay that way into adulthood. It's not like they became big as an adult. They started off young, and we're not doing what we need to do as a community or neighborhood or just the people in general to, you know, help that. If we're not going to help it, we definitely shouldn't hurt it by talking about it.
And if you don't know how to help, if you don't know how to help specifically, let me help you. Go to your local listings, and you find Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, or the doctors, and they will help you. I say it again, Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, or the doctors, all of them.
Let me add this one. People, if you have a local children's hospital or King Daughters or whatever your local children's hospital is called, there are some programs that help target overweight adolescents and overweight youth. There's one here in the area in Virginia called the Healthy You Program, sponsored by the King's Daughters. Yes, the Children's Hospital of King's Daughters that you can get involved with. They have classes. You get set up with nutritionists or dietitians. You get set up with physical therapists, with a doctor. You know, it's a team of people that sit with you, that you go through classes that will help you as a parent and the youth to, you know, overcome these challenges, because not all the time do they want to be big, but they don't know how to do it or they need some help. So look into certain programs in your area, at your community center, the YMCA, at your doctor's office. I know sometimes they become costly if you don't have insurance or the insurance may not cover it. But, you know, but also with Dr. Oz and the doctors and things of that sort. But look into, you know, your resources in your neighborhood as well.
And stop blaming everything on your thyroid. I asked the six-year-old how she had got so big. And she said, my thyroid. I said, your mama told you that. Stop playing.
No, you stop playing.
Well, we're going to have to leave this one right here.
I see we definitely, in the last mile. Yes, well, listen, before we switch subjects, we definitely have to have a part two to our obesity show. I see that as a necessity because parents seems like he has a few things he has to get off his chest for those unhealthy folk out there.
I'm not messing with y'all.
You about to cause some trouble. You about to make the switchboard is lighting up. The people gonna be calling. But you know, the truth is the truth.
I've been chill all night. I'm just saying.
It's okay because you gotta look at the person in the mirror. You have to say, you know what, it's no one's fault. You know, it might be a medical issue. It might just be a straight lazy issue. Whatever the case may be.
It may be greed. Don't know how to back up off the plate and get up from the table.
Yeah.
I mean, it may be a tragedy that has happened.
Yes, so many things can cause these, and thyroid, Terrence. But needless to say, there is help for anyone who wants to be helped.
That's the thing.
You must want it in order for it to receive it. It's just not going to come while you're sitting on the couch eating potato chips and you're talking about, I want to be skinny, and you're going to get it through osmosis. You have to actually want it, have the passion and the drive to achieve that goal, because anything you want in life, you set your mind to, you can do. There's someone out there who can help you get it done.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what. For me, I'll tell you something that I love more than anything, hands down, all jokes aside, no comedy, and why I was really drawn in by Miss Neo Soul tonight, because, again, her confidence in her voice, her delivery, her lyrics, you know, I mean, it's sensual, it's sexual. You know, I mean, she's talking about something that's intimate, you know, and I think in order to go there, you have to have a certain level of comfort and confidence. And I don't care who you are or what you do, at the end of the day, you must maintain your dignity. You must maintain a certain level of comfort and confidence within your inner man. Because if you can maintain that, you can accomplish anything else that you're trying to accomplish. Big up to you, Ms. Neo Soul, representing large women and doing it well. I am your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. Thanks for rocking with us inside Hump Day Wednesday. We're back inside the Cypher, 9 p.m. on Friday. Day 26 hanging out. Angels, take us home.
I just want to say to everyone in the world, be a blessing, and thank you again, Neo Soldier, for coming on, and also February 7, 2012, National Black AIDS and HIV Awareness Day. Let's be aware and be a blessing, people.
No doubt.
Yeah. Thank you, Neo Soldier. She was definitely hot. If you missed it, you definitely have to catch the podcast. Like Didi said, be a blessing. I'm just going to add, be blessed.
No doubt. Hey, if you got music that you want to hear, or if you want to be a guest on the show, you can hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. That's tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up at HACMediaUSA. That's HACMediaUSA@gmail.com. Good night. Be safe.
Now turn that lights out. Oh, my. She bad. She bad. Now turn that lights out. Do it, baby, stick it, baby, stick it, baby, stick it, baby, do 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 it, baby, the cooler. Won't treat you like a hoe, but I'm definitely trying heat. Girl, you say you want real, well, as real as it's gonna get. And I ain't bought games, cause I got my own shit. And I'm fake like I'm paid when I'm really on dick. Cause I ain't no cap or no flagging that.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show.